We want to hear from you on the show, and as we were mentioning this morning, water safety is a key issue for people at the time. Lots of people out there in the beaches enjoying the beautiful sunshine, and that was a scene in Banna Beach yesterday with my next two guests, Bernie Slattery and Mary MacDonald. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining me this morning. Bernie, if I can start with you, tell me first of all what happened. This was around lunchtime yesterday, was it?
Yes, this was just as high tide. It was just on the turn, and my colleague and I, my friend, we see swim a lot together, regularly every day, practically in Banna Beach, and we were in swimming, and so there was a big swell, and we were doing some body surfing without the board, and it was fun, and all of a sudden, Mary was to the right of me, and she heard someone calling, "Help, help, help." Immediately, Mary responded. She looked at me, she called to me, and she said, "Bernie, get help. Help, we need help." Immediately, I responded, I swam to shore, and while Mary went over to the girl, she had quite a distance to go because the girl was drifting out, and we could see she was going down in the water, and she was in panic mode. I got to the shore, I started waving at people, trying to grab their attention. The beach was very, very busy, and nobody seemed to take any notice. Finally, a man stood up, and I asked him to call 999 services and tell him the situation. We had a person, a member of the public, in difficulty, and there was a lifeguard out there, off duty, who works in Banna Leisure Centre, Mary. So, I said we needed help, and I then proceeded to go and get a life buoy, which life buoys are all along the promenade. So there's four on either side of the promenade and further down the promenade, so people can be aware of this.
Yes.
The life buoys are there, so if somebody gets into difficulty and you're not quite, you know, comfortable going into the water, those life buoys have a rope on them of about 30 metres. And you can always make a chain with a few people if you need to get to somebody. It'll help.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, I'll let you go down to Mary because what happened then? Yes, yes.
Mary, can you take up the story? You told Bernie to go for help and she was going to get help. What did you do? You went towards the woman.
Yeah, I knew straight away she was in serious trouble from the way she was shouting for help. She was like screaming, "Help me, help me, I'm out of my depth." And I knew from that because I'm a lifeguard for years and years. And I spotted a surfer out further, and he had spotted her as well. And I roared at him. I says, "I need you to give me a hand. I need help with her," as I was swimming towards her. And as soon as I saw the surfer kind of making his way paddling, I started talking to the woman. I said, "Look, you need to relax, lie on your back, keep breathing, relax. I'm coming. I'm on my way. Stay calm. I'll be there. I'll be there." I don't know how long I was swimming for, but I swam as fast as possible whilst talking to her all the time. And thanks be to God, I had my flippers on because I don't think I would have reached her in time. So
that really
it was
helped.
That serious. Yeah, it was that serious. I got to her and she was doing what I asked her to do, lie on her back. She was floating. I said, "Look, I'm going to hold you up." I says, "There's a surfer coming. We're going to hold on to that board." The surfer got off the board and she held on to the board. And at this stage, I was pleading with the sea not to bring us huge waves at that point because we were quite deep. And I said to all three, I says, "We're going to have to kick to get back in to shore." And everyone kicked. I don't know how long. It seemed forever because we weren't going anywhere. And I think what made me stay calm is I knew Bernie had gone for help. And I was like, well, if I can't get to shore, I'll have to stay at sea with her. And eventually a wave caught us and kind of brought us in. And she was a very, very lucky woman.
Oh my God. So the wave pushed you in. It took quite some time. And thankfully that gave you the nudge towards shore that made you feel that, yes, we're going to get out of this.
Yeah. And like, what really surprised me is nobody came near us when we arrived on shore. Nobody came near me or her to see, were we okay? They just watched, which I found absolutely, today I find it more distressing that nobody cared.
Were people shocked or something, or are they frozen, what was it?
No, they didn't come near us.
Yeah. Did they not understand how serious it was, maybe?
I don't think they understood how serious it was.
How was the woman, Mary?
Woman was so grateful. She knew I saved her life. She's extremely grateful, and
she must have been exhausted.
No, she was exhausted. She works in Tralee. She's from Fieries. And she doesn't normally come to Banna, but it was an eye-opener for her. And I'd like to thank the surfer as well, because he did help me.
Do we know who he was?
I don't know who he was.
As often happens, you don't get names because you're concentrating on trying to save a life, I understand. But a fair play to him. That surfboard kept you all afloat in deep water.
Yeah. And it was an eye-opening experience, and people need to just be aware if someone's in trouble. You need to ring 999 and ask for the lifeboat service, because that will get people on board straight away.
Yeah, and seconds matter. And that advice as well, Mary, if this person was panicking, going under, then stop struggling, float.
Yeah.
Even though you're drifting out, float, conserve your energy. That will make you last longer.
100%. I'd say if she didn't hear my voice, she would have gone under. It was like, was that close to losing her. And that's the safest thing. If you are having to rescue someone, talk to them. It's the way of actually calming them down, because they're on their own. She was on her own. There was nobody with her.
Yeah.
And so that's the key thing. Yeah.
You're in fear of your life, and that's basically what adds to the panic, adds to the struggle. Yeah. You get tired or faster, and you're in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, guys, we're out of time, unfortunately, but look, well done to both of you, and thanks so much for telling the story. Because I think, particularly at the moment, with everyone using the beaches, everyone getting out, loving the sunshine, it's just that message that needs to be hammered home. Be careful.
Yeah.
Go out with somebody and help if there is trouble.
Yes. And remember the lifebuoys as well, because when I got to shore, when I came in, and I asked them back out to shore to reach Mary and the surfer, because they were in a distress at that stage, and they were fatigued, they were absolutely exhausted. But when the girl and when Mary, you know, they both saw the lifebuoy, that helped, and that lady, you know, who was struggling, she seemed to calm, you know, and she knew that that boy was another... means that she was going to be okay, she was going to be safe. And, you know, just it's awareness, like Mary said.
People
be vigilant, and that's, you know, the main thing, vigilant. Yeah. And you know, to ask people afterwards, or just, you know, we don't know what happens with the 999 call. Maybe the person did not, obviously, maybe make the call and just stood there with his phone while watching.
Yeah.
And
we don't know.
You know, you don't know. So in seconds, that person... It could have been a different story.
Yeah, it could have been. Okay, ladies, look, thanks so much for telling the story. And look, well done again for your swift action and your brave action as well in helping that woman and averting total disaster. Bernie Slattery and Mary MacDonald, thanks so much. And to the surfer as well who was involved. Well done. Absolute heroes. And it's a message for everyone out there today to go easy. Remember the life, boys, and remember to help. And no, don't go out on your own.